Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm excited to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And as always, I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. I want Him to be yours. He can be yours. In fact, He came to be yours, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Listen, man, I'm telling you, I'm stirred about this message the Lord has laid on my heart, and I'm just excited about getting to it. So Debbie's going to do a song right now. The title of it is Get Ready, Friend. And if you aren't ready to meet the Lord, I'll tell you, you ought to be. Hey, I'll meet you in the book of the Revelation, chapter 2. As soon as Debbie gets done with this song, let me tell you what I'll preach on. I'll preach on things that need revived. Enjoy it.
Get ready for the trumpet. Get ready for the sound. When Jesus calls us, we'll not be around. Now it could be tomorrow, but it could be today. So get ready for the trumpet when He calls us.
Thank God I am. By the grace of God, I am, and so can you be. Hallelujah. Well, listen, I'm not going to be preaching about salvation today, though I could, and though that would be a phenomenal message, the Lord has led me in another direction, out of the book of the Revelation, chapter 2. And friend, I'm not going to read as much as I would like to, but He begins in verse 4. I'm going to begin in verse 4 and say, nevertheless, Jesus was writing a personal letter to all the churches of Asia Minor, to the seven churches of Asia Minor. And this one in particular is to the church of Ephesus. And the Lord knew then, and He knows now, and He said, nevertheless, He said, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. Hey, friend, listen, that's what's wrong. Right there is the thing that's wrong. We've lost our love towards the Lord because we love ourselves way too much. And I'll say more about that as I go on in the message. He said this, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and we will remove thy candlestick out of thy place, except thou repent. I'm going to talk to you a little while today. Thank God I wish I had more time to do, but I'll try to make the best out of the time that I have. things that need revival. Listen, friend, there's a kind of revival that we need. Now, at the making of this program and the first airing of this program, it's revival season. I mean, it's springtime even, and we have a lot of times revival season in the spring and in the fall. And I'm not against those. Thank God I practice them as a pastor, as a church member. I think they're good. I think they have potential. But let me tell you something. I remember the day when God would send revival, don't you? I mean, to tell you, it may be in the dead of the winter, it may be in the heat of the summer, but when God sent one, bless God, you'd know about it. Now look, I don't believe the day of revival is over. I believe we can have it individual. I believe we can have it locally. I doubt seriously that we have one universally like a lot of our Pentecostal friends proclaim. The Bible said it'd get worse and worse, not gooder and gooder. Amen. But listen, friend, you and I can have revival, and thank God I want to have one. Listen, friend, if there's anything that we could call a recipe in the Bible for revival, I believe this is it. I'm not saying that it is. I'm saying if there could be anything that we could refer to as a recipe in the Bible, verse 5 might be it. He said, remember. He said, repent. And then he said, undo your first works or redo. Oh, thank God. I'll tell you what, friend, listen, one of the problems in America is that our memory is far too short. And listen, I've got a few things that I've got on my list that I believe needs reviving. It's not an exhaustive list. I mean to tell you, not everything on it, bless God, will be exhausted. Nothing will be exhausted, actually, but I believe everything on it came from the Lord. He stirred my heart, and I pray, though it's not exhaustive, I pray that it'll be challenged. I pray that it even be convicting where it needs to be. Oh, friend, I'll tell you, listen, America's in a backslidden condition. Our churches are in a backslidden condition. We've lost our light in America, spiritually speaking. And if you can't see that, friend, well, then maybe you need to go to John chapter 9 and read what Jesus said to those who he was speaking to in the latter part of that chapter. Oh, listen, friend, we've backslidden on the one true God. We've backslidden on the God of the Word of God, the God of the King James Bible, hey, the God of creation, the God of sustenance, the God of salvation and redemption. We've backslidden in America. We've forsaken the one true God. We've forgotten the God that caused this nation to rise and to be as blessed as she is. Oh, we've forgotten God and we've abandoned His Word and His will. So let's begin. Let's begin with the message that God has laid on my heart. Number one, I believe the kind of revival we need is the fear of God. We need the fear of God revived in our nation, in our hearts, in our home, in our churches, in this world, friend, as a whole. Do you know what Proverbs 1 and 7, 9 and 10 says? 1 and 7 says the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. 9 and 10 said it's the beginning of wisdom. Now, you know what? There's a lot of people that are laugh at that. A lot of people will scoff and say, oh, we don't need to fear God. Well, I'll tell you what, that's not what the Word of God said. At least my Bible, my King James Bible says that. Hey, I'm going to tell you, according to what the wise man said, and Proverbs is a book of wisdom. Bless God, it's foundational to everything else. It's foundational to anything else. If we don't have the fear of God in our heart, in our mind, in our soul, in our spirit, in our life, it isn't part of that which governs us and guides us and limits us, friend. I'll tell you what, we're not building on the right foundation. I mean to tell you, Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24 says this, that our God is a consuming God. Now look, we live in a day, if I would ask you what the most important characteristic of God would be, most of you probably, and I'm not being critical, people would say, well, he's love preacher. Well, you know, that's not what the Bible teaches. Hey, friend, listen, if any one of his characteristics would need to be known above the others, I bless God. God's told us in his word it would be holiness. Hey, he was presented as holy to the nation of Israel. And if you don't believe me, if you would have been there at Mount Sinai when God came down on it, when it began to shimmer and shake, bless God, when those thunders and lightnings were there, and so fearful was the sight that Moses himself even trembled. I'll tell you, friend, you'd change your mind. John in his gospel as well as his first epistle, he introduces us to God, first of all, who is light, second of all, who is love, third, who is life. And if that isn't a divinely laid out order, friend, I don't know anything about the Word of God. Hebrews 12, 27 tells us that it is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. He's not an old grandpa figure sitting up there, bless God, who's halfway senile, that's lost touch with reality, that's lost touch with this world. He didn't create it and set it loose to go towards something that he had no control of. May I tell you, friend, bless God, he's still the God of eternity. He's still Almighty God. He's still El Elyon. He is still, bless God, the great I Am that I Am. And if you don't believe me, one of these days, according to Philippians chapter 2, 9, 10, and 11, you'll find out that every knee will bow, every tongue shall confess to the glory of God that Jesus is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I'm telling you, friend, we need an old-fashioned revival of the fear of Almighty God. That brings me to the next point. We need a revival of a reverence towards God. My, you know what? If we fear God, that'll be an automatic outcome, will it not? Psalm 111 and 9 says this, holy and reverend is his name. Now listen, to revere something means to respect it, folks. It means to worship it. It means to honor. I bless God. Now look, I'll tell you what a lot of people I go to church for. They go to church for themselves. Now listen to what I'm going to say closely. Do you hear me? When we go to church, it may be for ourselves to some degree, no doubt it is. I would not argue that point, but let me tell you what, it's about God. It's about going there to reverence Him, going there, bless God, to stand in awe of Him, to learn of Him, bless God, to find out how we can walk in the light, how we can walk in a way that pleases Him, so that we can have fellowship with Him. I'm telling you, there needs to be a revival of a reverence toward a God who is holy, who is high, who is, who was, and always shall be, who holds the breath of air in our life. Bless God, in whom we live, move, and have our being. I'm afraid, friend, we've lost our reverence towards God, our respect toward Him. I'm afraid we're guilty of bringing God down to our level. We want to make Him, quote, relative. Bless God, listen. He's right where He ought to be. He is right about what He is and who He is. And thank God, look, it's not our job to bring God down. It's God's job to bring us up. And if we leave Him holy, if we leave Him high and lifted up, if we leave Him like Isaiah saw Him in chapter 6, it'll change us down here, get us ready for being with Him up there. Listen, we've made Him something that He isn't. And we're too familiar with Him. Do you hear me? We're too familiar with Him. He's not the old man upstairs. Bless God, He's not J.C. He's Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, we're playing with fire, so to speak. And bless God, listen, we don't have the right to do what we're doing. There needs to be a revival in the fear of God. There needs to be a right revival of the reverence towards God. There needs to be a revival toward His words. Listen to me, or His word. I'm sorry. Bless God, listen. You can't know God without knowing His Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. From that point on, God began to reveal Himself to fallen creatures like me and you. And the Bible says this about His Word. Psalm 138 and 2. God said He's magnified. He is magnified, thank God. His Word above His name. Isn't that amazing? Thank God. His name. His name is far above other. And I want to tell you something. One of our greatest sins, I believe, is revising God's Word. I mean to tell you, friend, everybody can't be right. Do you hear me? Hey, there's been a spiritual downgrade in America, in this nation, in our world. It's been a downgrade in our nation, in our government, in our churches, in our schools, in our homes, ever since we began to mess with the Word of God. There's been a spiritual downgrade. And I'm telling you this again, everybody can't be right. The new NIV, the new RSV, hey, the new NIV, bless God, listen, that English translation, that Phillips translation, and that Good News to Modern Man, that Queen James Version. Hey, friend, listen, they can't be right. Not all of them. Do you know there are three warnings given in the Word of God not to mess with the Word of God? In Deuteronomy chapter 4, the book of Proverbs chapter 30, the book of Revelation chapter 22. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying God said in the beginning, in the middle, and the end of His Word, don't mess with my book. We need to reverence that book. We need to lift it high. We need to know that it's holy and it's designed to make us that way. It's not a book of suggestions. It's a book of commandments. And bless God, you got to believe it to be saved. Live it to be holy. And thank God, listen, you got to die right with Him. What else do we need a revival of, preacher? We need a revival of obedience to the Word of God. Bless God, say, 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5. Paul said through the moving of the Holy Spirit, one of the earmarks of the last day, one of the earmarks of the day of apostasy, one of the earmarks of the day that you and I are living in, sir, ma'am, one of the earmarks of the day, bless God, when according to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, they shall give heed to seducing spirits. And no, that's 1 Timothy 4 and 1. Hey, 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4 says this. He said that, let me get over there. I don't know. I've quoted that thing time and time again. I may not quote it today, but I know where it's at so I can read it. He said, for the time will come, and it has come, where they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Bless God. Having itching ears and shall be turned unto fables. But hey, listen, let me get it right. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap themselves teachers having itching ears. They shall turn their ears from the truth, shall be turned unto fables. Chapter 3 of the same book in 2 Timothy saith, thou have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Matthew, and these are the words of Jesus in 15 and 8. He said, listen, he said, true is the proverb, said this people, I draw nigh to me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Bless God, that's the problem. It's a heart condition. Oh, listen, friend, we need a revival. We need a revival of obedience to the Word of God. We go through the Bible just like we go through a buffet line. We'll pick and choose this. We'll pick that if we like it. We'll refuse that if it doesn't taste good. If it's sweet to our mouth but bitter to our belly, we'll say, I don't think I'll take any of that. But you know what the Word of God says? We need to have the whole counsel of God. If you want to be the right kind of man of God, the right kind of pastor, the right kind of shepherd, do what Paul said, don't shun any of the Word of God from Revelation back to Genesis, from Genesis to Revelation. Teach and preach the whole counsel of God. And we not only need a revival, bless God, of obedience to the Word of God, but we need a revival of the ability in America to bless. Do you know that? Jeremiah said it in 6:15. He said it in chapter 8 and 12, that this people are no longer able to bless. Isn't that amazing? Listen to what he said in 6 and 15 of Jeremiah. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Well, nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. We're like that in America. Do you know what a lot of sin, bless God, that used to be done in secret is paraded around today? Ah, listen, folks, we're in a mess in America. Sin's rampant. It's open and it's even not only embraced, but it is applauded. Listen to what Jesus or God said to the nation of Israel in Isaiah. He said in chapter 57, 5 and following, inflaming yourself at the idols. Now watch this. Under every green tree, slaying the children of the valleys, under the cliffs of the rock, among the smooth stones of the streams is thy portion. They are thy lot. Even to them hast thou poured a drink offering. Thou hast offered a meat offering. Should I comfort thee? Receive comfort in these upon a lofty and high mountain. Hast thou set thy bed, even thither wentest thou up to thy sacrifice. You know what God was saying? You did it openly. Hey, there was a time in Israel, even a time in America, when God had to dig in the hearts of men and women. Hey, dig in. Dig a hole in the wall. Ezekiel did. And God would see the iniquity, the idolatry, of the sinfulness, and bless God, the depravity of man's heart. But hey, listen. It's displayed. It's applauded. It's embraced. It's perpetrated. Bless God, it's propagated. Oh, listen, we need a revival in America. We need a revival of differentiating between what's holy and unholy, between what's clean and unclean. And can I tell you, according to the book of Leviticus, chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that starts in the pulpit. That starts in men, and bless God, who are leading a church, who are pastoring a church, no responsible reclaim. Thus saith the Lord. Oh, I'll tell you, friend, listen. We're living in a day according to Isaiah. And this comes out of the middle of a bunch of woes. Woe to them that call evil good. Good evil that put darkness for light. Light for darkness that put bitter for sweet. And sweet for bitter. If that doesn't, bless God, describe America today and all that's broken loose out of hell and displayed on every face of media that you can get, purported in Congress, okay, in the courts, accepted and embraced in the church of the true and living God. I don't know what he is. Ah, we're in a mess. We're in a mess. Everything accepted in man's eye is not accepted in God's eyes. Let me say that again. Everything that's accepted in the eyes of man are not accepted in the eyes of God. Let me give you another. My time goes way too quick. We need a revival of good common sense and courtesy. Isn't that amazing? Can I tell you something? Social media is guilty of one of these two things, or maybe both. It's either guilty of allowing narcissism, or at least if it's not guilty of it, bless God, it's guilty of providing an outlet for it. And I know that social media didn't develop or wasn't the cause of narcissism. But boy, I'll tell you what, it's given it a platform, bless God, to be displayed. Everywhere, listen. We're living in a day when we got an inflated sense of ourselves. I mean to tell you, we think, listen, bless God, what we want and what we need is approval by everybody else. I'll tell you who we need approval of. We need approval of the Lord God Almighty. Bless God, we need His blessing upon us. We need His hand upon us. We need His grace supplied to us. I don't care, listen, I don't have a Facebook page. I don't have a Twitter account. Do you hear me? And bless God, if I did, I wouldn't be real upset who liked me or who didn't. Hey, I want people to like me. Don't you get me wrong. I want that just like you. But I want to hear God say, well done. Bless God, I work to be approved of Him. I'm already accepted in Him, but I want to be approved of Him. Whether my neighbor does or not, whether my family does or not, whether my enemy does or not, I want to be accepted of the Beloved. Thank God, listen, we're in a mess in America. We need a revival. We need a revival. Let me give you one more thing. We need a revival of the dread of eternity and the judgment that's to come. According to Hebrews 9:27. And let me say this, that's my authority of all things. The Word of God. It is the final authority of my faith and my practice. And that's what's wrong in America today. People have abandoned it. They're their own authority. They're their own rule and govern, compass and guide. But I'll tell you what, friend, listen, you can live any way you want and on anything you want, but I'll tell you what, that may not be the best way to die. Because the same word that we've got here today, according to John 12:48, will judge us in that day. The Bible says, point under man wants to die, and after this, the judgment. Isn't that amazing? So I'm going to tell you something in closing. There are three things I'm going to finish with. There's a life to live, a death to die, judgment. There's four things, isn't there? There's a death to die. I'll just leave it at three. Death to die, judgment to face, and an eternity to spend. And there's only heaven and hell. Hell isn't a place of party. It's weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's darkness. It's eternal separation from God. And as sinful as you are here, bless God, if you're filthy, you'll be filthy still throughout eternity. Folks, we need a revival. We need a revival. So how do we get it, preacher? Back to my text. Back to Revelation 25. We need to remember from whence we are fallen. How we need to repent. That's not real popular today, but bless God, nonetheless, we need to repent of our sin on our face before God, and it ought to start at the church house. Somebody say amen right there. Bless God, we definitely need to repent. And then we need to redo. Oh, friend, it's time that we need revival in America today. And whether anybody else has it or not, let's me and you, sir, ma'am, decide we're going to until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@InspirationalTruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at InspirationalTruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.